On University at Albany Week, how do we waste less food? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Beth Feingold, associate professor in the School of Public Health, explains how a lot of food waste happens before it gets to the store.
When you think about food waste, you might imagine leftovers rotting in your fridge or apple cores tossed in the trash. But over half of the 62.5 million pounds of food lost and wasted in the U.S. each year occurs before it even gets to your doorstep. And most of that food waste is actually wasted food. That is, food tossed for reasons having little to do with how good it looked or tasted. This wasted food means wasted resources like money, labor, water, land, energy, and nutrients. It means accelerated climate change and ultimately comes at a cost to public health. Around the country, food recovery programs redistribute good food that might otherwise be wasted to hunger relief organizations like food banks and food pantries in efforts to jointly address hunger, food security, and environmental sustainability. However, little research has quantified the impacts of these efforts on the environment and human health. This is what my team, including key community partners, has set out to do in New York's Capital Region. Focusing on fresh fruits and vegetables, which have high nutritional value and account for 40% of all wasted food, we're asking questions like, do interventions such as donation-based tax incentives effectively lead to reduced greenhouse gas emissions and improve access to nutritious foods in food pantries? And how might these interventions impact health outcomes among food pantry clients? More recently, we're asking, how is the COVID-19 pandemic challenging both food access and food recovery and redistribution efforts? While we recognize that systemic changes are needed to address the entrenched issues of waste and hunger, my team and I hope that our efforts to fill this important data gap will ultimately help lead to lasting solutions and contribute to a more equitable, sustainable U.S. food system.
That was Beth Feingold of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.